Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Filtered. It is Tuesday morning. The topic of the day is motivation, which is something that I think of all days, Tuesday is the day where we need motivation. It's like a non-day. I'm Megan Cassidy, Managing Director of Lovin, and I'm here with Jamie Heaslip, and we're here every morning at 7 a.m. to get you into the right mindset for the day. Jamie, I'm going to hop right in because we've only got 10 minutes. Are you, and I'm sure people will just assume that you're inherently driven and motivated, or is it something that you actively work on every day, something that you have tactics for?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B. Not to kind of give you a great answer, but you know, I always kind and try and connect what I'm doing with, you know, with the trajectory of where I want to go to. And I don't hang, you know, see what my current trajectory is that in line where I want to get to? And then I kind of, I see where those current results are aligned with that. I don't get too hung up in that, as long as my trajectory is connected with, you know, the purpose that we talked about before. And that's quite important to me. And if it isn't, every so often when you do a sense check, if it isn't, then that's where you got to reassess, okay, where are my priorities and stuff like that. It is important to have your personal vision, your kind of ideal self, where you want to get to, and then breaking that down. So I would have, like, I say 10 years, that's kind of like the vision, 5-year goals, 3-year goals, 1-year goals. And then, you know, I try and break it into quarters then, and try and keep it aligned. And every so often you go a little bit off, but then you just pull yourself back in by just reassessing where you are now.
Yeah. And for me, when I think of finding motivation, what motivates me, what's really important for me is to know what actually demotivates me. So if I wake up in the morning and I start thinking, I need to transform the business, I need, you know, X amount of revenue in Q4, I need, you know, these big, huge, lofty, big picture goals, I will struggle to get up. I need to slice it up into, as you said in the first episode, great hour, great day, great week, great month, and just for the morning, because the morning I actually find really difficult to get myself in the zone. And then at nighttime, that's when I can start, you know, getting creative and thinking big picture and getting excited about the trajectory just before I go to bed. That actually does help me get up in the morning. And then I sit down and I go, right, these are the smaller goals today that do feed into that big goal. What's the most annoying thing that I will dread all day that I will put on the long finger? Just do it first. And then once you get that sense of achievement, I feel like a small achievement, you start to get the ball rolling. It's like the little creative angels start descending because things are happening. And from there, then I'm fine. By lunchtime, there's no existential crisis anymore and I can... something we spoke about earlier, because I was talking about breaking things up into slots, and then you told me that that's actually, it's the Pomodoro method.
Yeah. So the way I would approach the morning is kind of like your morning actually starts even before is how I would have approached it. So like if you can kind of lay the foundations for a really good morning the night before, in terms of, let's say you want to go for a run first thing in the morning, but like just even getting your clothes out ready to go makes it that bit easier for you just to get up and go, as opposed to have to get up, find your clothes and do all that sort of thing. Or even the night before, like you said, just kind of one or two kind of like, okay, what are the three things I need to kind of get done tomorrow, focus on tomorrow? I know other stuff will pop up, but that's what I need to get done. Kind of doing that the night before, what I do on Sundays, I usually kind of lay out what I want to try and achieve in the week. And then you try and fit things in. Obviously, you got to be flexible because look, life is just the way it is. But a really good thing I tell people to focus on when I'm working with them is kind of focus on your morning routine and how that sets you up to be in like that, you know, if you're playing sport, kind of in flow or in that really, really good space. And then how you create that environment when you are there. And then obviously you get into how you're actually working, which we're talking in the Pomodoro method. So in terms of setting up, like morning rituals is really important. A really good one that people are really kind of latching onto right now is from the 5 a.m. book, which is the 20-20-20, which is like 20 minutes move, 20 minutes kind of meditate or journal, and then 20 minutes focusing on what you want to set up for the day, or kind of focusing on maybe a bit of learning or something like I'm reading. That's what I read for 20 minutes in the morning. which is a bit of an interesting one. Yeah, but you know what I mean? So a knowledge-based kind of task. And that just sets your brain up really well. Get a bit of family time then in. And then so when you hit the desk, you know, when I hit the desk around 8:30, I'm in a really good space and I'm good to go to work. And then you break up what you do in the morning. Like you said, you do that deep focused work maybe in the morning before lunchtime. And then afterwards you do the more task repetitive type things and try and bundle them together with, you know, make a lot of calls, going for a walk or, you know, whatever it is, try and bundle some activities like that together. So it makes it a little bit easier for you and you'll get in a kind of a good habit of doing it. But there's a lot of really cool stuff around behaviors in terms of, like, there's a really good book called Tiny Habits, and his philosophy in terms of behaviors is B is equal to MAP, M-A-P. So he kind of argues that you got motivations on your vertical axis, you've got ability on your x-axis, and you've got a curve. And basically that the higher motivation, on the inside is hard to do, on the outside is easy to do. So the easier something is to do, the less motivation you need. So when it comes back to your point of breaking down the goals, if you can make them as easy as possible, you'll be able to get over that action line, he calls it, and you'll need less motivation. And that'll build you up to, especially if you've connected that to the overarching goal that you're trying to achieve, that will kind of build up to that without having the massive motivation, which is not sustainable. It's great for one-off things, but not sustainable in the long run.
Yeah, that's it. And like, motivation is finite. And if you're, as you're kind of explaining there, if you're depending on motivation, like you said earlier, it's never going to happen. You're not going to feel like it every day. But if you have structures there, like your running gear is out, you know, you've got a really nice routine around having your coffee and sitting down at the desk. You don't have to feel like it. It's there. It's easy to do. And for me, I read that the 5 a.m. club, I think you're talking about, Robin Sharma. I read that last year and everyone in Lovin's going to be crying laughing right now because I tried it for, I did 60 days.
How'd you go?
You have to do 60 days in order to make it a habit. So it's the getting up at 5 a.m. You do your 20 minutes reading, or 20 minutes exercise, 20 minutes reading, 20 minutes journaling or kind of meditation type.
Yes.
I failed because I didn't like know myself and I tried to do everything at once and that doesn't work for me. So I said 5 a.m., no coffee. No carbs. I added, you know, 100 different new habits on this one day. And I was like, this is 60 days.
Yeah.
If I don't have coffee, I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. And that's okay to know, right, I actually need the coffee and I'm going to trade the coffee for the 5 a.m. It'll be worth it. So now I can get up at a 6 a.m., but I have to know that I have the little carrot, which is the coffee downstairs.
Well, I think as well, you've got to be able to reward yourself at different milestones. But like, so how I know I used this phrase before, like how you eat a whole elephant, you start with the first bite, right? So, you know, break it down in terms of like, you know, even if you use, I know we've talked about time matrix before, but let's say you use like another matrix, which is like high impact behaviors on the top, low impact behaviors on the bottom. On the right hand side is like, yes, I can get myself to do something really easily, or no, I can't, right? And use, like, this is from Tiny Habits. Use, like, try and put together a swarm of behaviors that would lead to that goal, right, that you want to do. And then you'll see where they start falling. And the ones that fall in the top right-hand corner, they're the ones that you got to think of using frequently to establish that habit and establish that behavior. But like, it's, don't try and do everything at the one time. It's like, let's say you're setting out the goal going, I want to do 100 press ups a day. Okay. Just a random one. Just start with like, you do 2 press ups. I don't know. Every time you go to the bathroom or something, I don't know, random, or every time you wash your hands, which would be loads these days. Right. So, something simple like that, you make it really easy to do and then start building up to it. Don't try and, you know, I've used the Hemingway phrase time and time again. It's gradually, then suddenly. It's not like suddenly, you know, it's just straight away. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah. And it is those when you, if you set your goal really, really small, that sense of achievement, I think, is what really motivates you. And when it comes to any sort of health plan for me, I'm quite an extreme, like I want to go extreme straight away. I don't like doing things in bits, but it hasn't worked for me. So I need to look, sit down and say, right, that doesn't work for me. If I do something in small steps and then you start to see the achievement and you're creeping up on a goal and then suddenly you just... snack.
Well, it's like, you know, that's what the gym business is built on. It's built on like, it's built on selling you it and giving you a good price in January. And then you're not there come, you know, April, May, June, you know what I mean? So be quite conscious of yourself and know you've got to have an honest conversation with yourself first in terms of like, you know, what are you going to do? What are you not going to do? Yeah. Take food, for example. I try and eat fairly clean Monday to Friday. And then Saturday, I don't really care. You know what I mean? And Sunday is, to be honest, Sunday is a bit of like, I'll see how I feel, but it's not too, it's like Saturday, I actually go out of my way to make sure I have a treat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's more about, you know, reward, like we talked about, rewarding yourself in those little milestones as you go along, or like those little celebrations that you have towards the bigger goal. It's really important to do that because that will entice you to repeat those behaviors. And like you said, the more you can repeat those behaviors, you know, the better chance you have of being sustainable. And then next thing you know, you're gone back 60 days and it becomes a habit. It's like, that people ask me, do I like training? And I was like, I don't know at this stage because I've been training so much since I was like 15 that it's almost, it's weird if I don't because it's a habit.
I love that. I don't know if I like training. It's just something I do. That's really the goal with anything you want to make a habit. You don't want to have to think about it anymore. You don't want to have to feel like it. You don't have to like it. It's just something you do automatically. And then you see the rewards come in. That's us at 11 minutes. I think we've got really nice tools there, really nice takeaways. Slice it up. Small goals, realistic, long game, not short game. Yeah.
Yeah. And then remember, 20 minutes on, 5 minutes off.
20 minutes on, 5 minutes off. Okay, we'll see you here, same time tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., everywhere you get your podcasts. See you later. Have a great day.
Take care.